NTSB investigators today had a few more details about Monday night's crash that killed Senator Ted Stevens and four others near Dillingham. Deborah Hirschman, NTSB chairwoman, says they concluded their investigation at the crash scene today. She said nine investigators are now interviewing people involved in the crash response.
Two are in Dillingham, and they're either they're basing out of Dillingham, but they are traveling, I think, today to conduct some interviews if the weather permits. We're working to interview individuals at the lodge and then also conduct some additional interviews in the Dillingham area. We have people here in Anchorage who are also working to conduct interviews as well.
Hirschman says they have not yet been able to interview the crash victims who are at Providence Hospital in Anchorage. She says they're working to pinpoint the time of departure and the time of the crash.
Again, we're trying to figure out exactly when the aircraft crashed, because I think that is still a little bit uncertain. We have estimated departure times anywhere from 2 o'clock to 3:15. From the lodge where they departed to the crash site is about 15 to 20 minutes in flight time, but that's if they go direct to that location. We're not exactly sure that that's the case.
She says they are also still working to determine the weather conditions at the time of the crash.
The observation at Dillingham was that the winds were at 180 at 12, gusting 23. Visibility was 3 miles. It was light rain with mist, and the ceilings were 600 scattered, 1,000 overcast, temperature 11 degrees Celsius, dew point 9 degrees Celsius.
Hirschman says the investigative team includes the manufacturer of the plane.
And representatives from Viking, who's the type certificate holder for the airframe, and Honeywell, who's the manufacturer of the engine. Our investigators documented the site at the wreckage. They were accompanied by the other individuals that I mentioned who are parties to our investigation. They do not believe that they need to return to the accident site to gather any more information, but we will be lifting the wreckage off the hillside, and it will be available once it comes down for further examination.
Two of the survivors from Monday's plane crash are improving at Providence Hospital in Anchorage. Jim Morhard and Kevin O'Keefe were listed in fair condition today. They had previously been listed in serious condition. Former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe is still in critical condition, and William Phillips Jr. is listed in good condition.